Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Margo Rossi from Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress.
Well, we're glad to have you back, Margo, because I know on last Saturday you had the big panel discussion and an opportunity, kind of a free clinic. A lot of folks were looking forward to it. I'm just curious, how did it go?
It was really fantastic.
Really?
It was a beautiful scene there at TRAC, the Toe River Arts Council Gallery in Spruce Pine, where we have our classes every week on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
We had a wonderful turnout. People discovered new ways they could help themselves with their alleviating pain. They got to talk and work with a chiropractor, some acupuncturists, a massage therapist. We had a Tai Chi teacher, Jenny Boyd Bull, who did a beautiful job leading people in just really easy, gentle movements. And when I talked to participants afterwards, they really got very nourished from the whole event. Cool. Many of them who did the Tai Chi said it was very relaxing, and they really enjoyed it.
Well, cool. So, again, the way it worked, the providers that were there for the panel discussion then treated a few folks.
Yes, basically. Exactly. Yeah, and we hope to do it again sometime in March to have another panel of different providers and to invite people to come and ask their questions, meet them, and actually get a treatment from them, and it's all free.
Yeah, can't beat that part. It is all free, and that's really good. So what you going to do this Saturday? You'll have another one on Saturday?
Yeah, so this Saturday we're back to our regular class, so we'll have a presenter come and teach about their complementary or alternative medicine for addressing chronic pain and stress. And our guest this coming Saturday is Susan Cedergren, and she is a nurse health coach. So she's going to be coming to talk with our participants about the physiology of stress. And don't worry about that word physiology. That just means how your body functions with stress, how it responds when it perceives something as stressful. The mind-body connection, using lifestyle to approach reclaiming your health. So that's diet and movement and breathing and overall your attitude. And then how making really small changes can make a big difference over time. We're excited to have her. She's wonderful. She was part of our clinic this Saturday and did a beautiful job interviewing people.
It's going to be at the Track Gallery on Upper Street in the upstairs there. Just go kind of around beside Southwest Trading Company and park kind of in the back there, and you'd see a big sign up there that says Toe River Arts. What are the hours?
It's from 10 to 11:30. So we start with some updates, and then we actually do a mindfulness practice, which have been proven effective in the treatment of chronic pain and stress. And then the presenter will speak for about an hour, and we'll end with some question and answer time.
If you have not been yet this year or at the series when you had it before, it doesn't matter. You don't have to come all the time. Just come on over.
Yeah, you can drop in any time that's convenient for you.
Okay. So, again, find out about stress and what it's doing to you.
Yes, how it works in your body and what you can do to shift it. For more information, if people want to look on our website, it's www.path-homeremedies.org.
All right. And you've got a Facebook presence.
We do. It's the Home Remedies Initiative is the page. And we'll be updating information there, too.
Okay. Now, this is all free. You're doing it through Partners Aligned Towards Health, PATH. But there's a grant that's involved in this that made all this happen.
Yes. The grant came from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And we're running this from January through the end of June.
So you'll be there basically every
Saturday.
Wow.
Till the end of June.
Well, that'll keep you busy.
It is.
Keep you busy.
Yes, it does.
And then coming up in the future, you'll have more of the providers doing kind of like what you had.
Thank you, Bruce. Yes, we'll have a variety of people who are local. So we've got Miguel Cruz coming up. He's a chiropractor. Jason Leonard, who's also a chiropractor. We've got Jade Pierce, who's an acupuncturist. And I would love to name everybody, but we have a couple of massage therapists coming in. Everybody has either worked with us before or we know they have a really good reputation in our area. So we're excited to have them come and share what they know and teach people skills that they can use every day to help themselves.
And, of course, the idea behind it is there's lots of folks with chronic stress, with chronic pain, and this is ways to help them live with, reduce that pain.
Yes.
And not wind up taking some sort of a chemical.
Yes. This is to help people learn about options to surgery and pain medication. It's to expand their tool set, what they can do to help themselves.
Well, Margaret, thank you for stopping by and letting us know what's coming up next, and come back and visit again soon and let us know how it's going.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you again to our guest today, Margot Rossi from Home Remedies Initiatives. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.